Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out, and we both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're looking for something new, this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah.
Man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super way nice.
Easy. back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
Because
right
it was
now.
Always so awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this
Hi,
off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hello, boys and girls.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Excuse me, Mr. DJ.
Keep this frequency clear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to the real thing.
This is the Mix Morning Fix.
With John and Justin.
On Mix 105.1.
Good morning. It is Thursday, June 28th, 6:10 right now. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here. What up?
How
what
are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
83 degrees driving in this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm glad you took your coat off.
I was wearing my coat, as I do.
Yeah.
Listen, Pete Davidson wears a coat out
I
in
know.
The summer. Why can't I?
Was it just some of those things? Is it a habit for you to grab it in the morning?
My house is cold.
Oh, is that what
I don't
it
know
is?
What my in-laws keep the house at, but I'm thinking 50s.
Oh, no kidding.
Like, it's freezing in there. The first thing I do when I wake up is put my coat on.
John actually lives in a walk-in fridge.
Right.
Like Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Jackson is going to be heading out. National Handshake Day is today.
Aw, yeah.
Going up to Ogden, Wasatch Front, Kia, right there on Riverdale Road. You're going to set up. You're going to grab Jamba Juice gift cards.
I have a whole stack of Jamba Juice gift cards.
Matt from Ogden already has texted in saying he's going to see you this morning.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
You know, that's a good location, too, because I got that side street right next to it. So you
oh,
can,
yeah.
But between the Arby's and the dealership, so you can just cruise on by, and you'll be probably right there.
Yeah, handshaking, giving you Jamba Juice, send you on your way.
Yeah, I like it.
So I know we talked yesterday, we'd love to see 1,000 handshakes in those 2 hours. What are our predictions personally?
1,000 is a lot.
Oh, 1,200, Jackson.
1,200 from Justin.
Okay, you're going in the wrong direction.
By the way,
1 million. No.
We'll take your guess. You could text us at 61544 of how many handshakes you think Jackson will get. Justin, you're going to say...
I'm going to go with probably about
Justin,
400.
400.
Oh, my God.
Jackson? Yeah,
400. I'm really going to lowball it here. I'm going to say 63.
Boom!
Yeah, way to
63.
Have...
63?
I just...
63?
Listen, you haven't been out on the street. You don't know what these main streets are like.
That's a busy road. There's like 400 cars that pass every light change.
I know, but how many of them are listening to our morning
All
show?
All of them.
You know what? I don't.
I think somebody's being negative this morning.
I don't like that attitude.
No.
I'm not
you know
being
what?
Negative. It's called.
Go to Ogden.
How dare
You're
you
out of
just
here.
Throw me into Ogden like that?
From 7 to 9 o'clock, Wasatch Frankia. So 60 minutes, 120 minutes, to a minute. I'm going to say 240. To a minute. Because, you know, you never know how many will be in one car.
Yeah, that's true.
So you might get four at a time, which kind of is four every other minute or something.
I want
something,
you to run out there at the light change, too, and shake
oh,
hands.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like, when you really work it.
I want you to play like you're Frogger. Like, you're the actual frog.
I'm not going to run into the street for a radio bit.
Come on now.
I've done a lot of stupid things for this job. I went down a drainage pipe.
Yeah,
I climbed a fire ladder.
Yeah.
But there are some things that I just can't do, and those things include... running into traffic.
What would Frogger do?
Frogger would get out there.
Frogger would be a cartoon frog is what he would do.
Let's see. This text says, I bet around 500. How many bottles of hand sanitizer will Jackson go through?
Just one big thing, big pump of
sanitizer at the end. It's like, pfft, rub your hands. You're good at the end of it.
Or I'll go wash my hands in a sink.
Now hand sanitizer.
No, you don't need the. We don't need sinks in this. It's 2018. No. You don't need running water.
The super bugs are created. No, that's all I'm saying.
There's chemicals to clean your hand.
Yeah, Comet. I'm just gonna powder some Comet on there.
Joe is saying 152.
That's a good guess, Joe.
That's not bad. Hold on, I got Joe's being pretty Joe's realistic.
I'm trying to shoot high though.
Okay. Let's see. 280, close to mine. Okay, I'll write that one down. You know, according to a new survey, half of people say that sometimes they try to avoid handshakes because they're worried about a person's germs.
Cooties.
Yeah, completely. And here are the six most common techniques we use to avoid these handshakes. Jackson, you will not be able to use these techniques today when you're out in Ogden on Riverdale Road.
People will
though.
Be in their cars.
Yeah. Acting like we're looking for something in a purse or backpack when someone walks up. So you just do like a, hey, what's up? And you keep kind of like searching.
Wow. God, people go to such great lengths to not appear rude.
Pretending to be sick by faking a cough so the other person doesn't initiate the handshake.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. Let's say a little. Hit the microphone.
You could just do the Howie Mandel and go open for a fist bump.
Fist bump is on this.
I like just the old bump.
What about elbow bumping? That really never took off the way some people thought.
No, it throws me off, too, when they come up with, like a chicken wing type action. I'm like, I don't get what's going on
here. I
feel
like they want a do-si-do.
Yeah, I'm like, it's kind of weird.
Wasn't that like a government initiative? The government wanted you to, like...
No, the vampire cough.
Give each other some bow.
No, the vampire cough.
They also said give each other some bow.
No way.
Instead, and it just never caught on.
That does not count as a handshake, by the way, if you get the elbow.
Bowen?
You need a hand-to-hand, web-to-web...
I just think that's super not cool to people who don't have hands, John. That's all I say.
Stop. Other people, let's see, pretending to get a phone call when someone comes up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got a call.
Oh.
I love that. That's a good one.
Oh, John. Okay. You know how you and I, we've talked quite a bit about how we can't get people out of our cubicle.
Always.
We just pretend we're on the phone.
Act like you're on
the
phone.
There it is.
That's a really good
idea. Anytime someone comes by, like, oh, I'm sorry, we're both on the phone right now.
I'm sorry.
So Jackson's going to be here for about 15 more minutes, and then he's going to be in the mix van up towards you, Ogden. Wasatch Front Kia, he's going to be right there on the road. You don't even have to get out of your car. We're going to just see how many handshakes he can get today for National Handshake Day. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Sources say Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have broken up after 5 years together, and it was Katie who pulled the plug on the whole thing because of trust issues.
I was shocked by this one.
I guess, you know, the whole thing is Jamie's a big flirt. Obviously, we can see that from the game shows and stuff that he hosts.
Yeah.
He's flirty. And then on the fact that he insists on keeping the relationship such a secret to where she's kind of like, oh, you know, I feel at this point in time, maybe it doesn't need to be this way anymore. I kind of get her point.
Yeah. Usually at some point, if you're like, wait, why are you still keeping it a secret?
Right.
Who do you not want to know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like something fishy is going on there. So Facebook, did you read this morning that they got something new for us?
You mean the filter?
Yeah, the spoiler filter.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to put in a keyword, say like keyword Game of Thrones, and it'll block anybody posting Game of Thrones stuff so it's not like a spoiler alert for you.
I guess I understand the concept. Yeah, you could do a sporting event also. Like let's say you haven't watched the Tampa Bay game yet.
Right.
And you get on Facebook. If you have the filter on that says, I don't want to hear about Tampa Bay on Sundays at all, it would save you from that.
Yes. And so I guess a few million people got it yesterday. It's called keyword snooze.
Oh, okay.
And so a few million people got it. The rest of us, well, it'll roll out sometime over the next month. But I don't know. Check your
page. Are you
going to
use it?
I don't really have anything that I'm not trying to...
passionate enough
about. Yeah, like, yeah, all right. Or just don't go online.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to know. Mel B, she was on co-hosting the Today Show with Hoda. She had some stuff to say about the Spice Girls. Check it out.
Was there a point where you stopped loving it, like performing with the group? Oh, you liked it all the way to the end?
Yes, and I still do. I'm the only one that keeps on saying we're going to be performing, which we are going to be performing.
Are you?
Finally, okay. they've got it together.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I hope this is right because I was reading Vogue or one of those magazines. Toria, the one who you talked about your taxes with, said... We're not touring.
She's always saying that. Touring. Stop it. What? We are touring.
Is she just putting it out there in hopes that it's going to happen, or does she know something that maybe Victoria doesn't know?
I feel that she knows something that Victoria doesn't know because she says, yes, we're going to be doing performances together for sure.
All
right. End quote. So
I don't know if anyone... The problem is...
I don't know. Does anybody care?
It's like saying the sky is falling. You said it too many times. Now people aren't interested. You have to say, hey, Spice Girls, we're back on the road, and then people are excited.
What's Mel B doing hosting the Today Show?
She's Mel B.
But why?
She's Mel B.
Okay, other than the fact that...
What else do you need? That's her resume.
Okay. Jared Leto's going to be starring in a Spider-Man spinoff called Morbius. Have you heard about this one yet?
No.
I guess Morbius is a living vampire. He first showed up in comics back in the early 1970s.
Okay.
And so now they're going to be doing a spinoff of this. It was something to do with Spider-Man. I don't know enough about Morbius.
Have to look this up.
But Jared Leto will be starring in it. Also, the sequel to Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. We knew it was happening, but now we know when. December of 2019, which makes sense.
It's just a year from now. Year and a half. All right.
So I'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
I kind of found this interesting. Pete Davidson, here's what's going on. His net worth is $500,000.
I was wondering how much money he had.
Okay, this was the article. It says here that Pete Davidson earned $6,000 a week on Saturday Night Live. His net worth is $500,000. Ariana Grande, worth $45 million. And they're saying that sooner or later, reality is going to set in.
Oh, because they both make such different amounts of money?
Yeah, they're living on love right now, and eventually reality is going to set in.
It's kind of like that topic we did yesterday.
Bingo, that's
friends inspired topic.
Yes.
About like, hey, do you have friends who are like living outside of what your means are?
Right, because she's going to have to fund everything. I mean, he makes $500,000 a year. She's got $45 million in the bank.
Yeah, but if they're going to blend together and get married, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to soon be his money. Like, listen, Jen makes more than me. That's just part of it. I'm not going out living in a one bedroom and she's got the house. Like,
you think her people are going to allow that to happen?
Well, there's going to be some kind of prenup.
She just turned 25. She doesn't even know what's going on in life yet.
She's 25. I was married at 25.
And?
I'm still married.
Did you make a series of bad decisions when you're 25?
What are you trying to say, Justin?
I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm just talking about at 25, you really don't really quite know what's going on as of yet. All right, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, we're going to go outside in the back.
You know, I'm
going to
have a talk with you.
Trending right now on Twitter this morning is hashtag last page of my autobiography. So this is the book that you write as you finish off, as you look back on life. What is the last page, like the last sentence? I'll give you a few examples, and then please start texting us at 615-44. For example, this was one of the tweets that came out. And I found out nothing else matters when the zombie apocalypse happens. That's how it ends, right?
Yeah.
Or, so there I was in my twilight years trying to screw in a light bulb while standing in a bucket of water after ignoring my wife's warnings.
I like that one.
So that's what's like trending right now on Twitter. Justin, I asked you to think about it for 6 minutes. What is your hashtag last page of my autobiography?
Oh, I guess I couldn't pull off this fake it till you make it card anymore.
Ain't that the truth?
Right?
This text says hashtag last page, beers, beats, Battlestar Galactica.
There you go.
This text. Some say she was the most loving person who enjoyed the company of all people, but in fact, she hated everyone. Every single one.
I feel like I know people that would have that one.
I know. There's another text. I lived a very good life, and it was full and ugh. let's see. This text. Again, this is hashtag last page of my autobiography. She won the biggest lotto and paid off everyone's student loans. Oh, man, I need to become friends with you.
No kidding.
I need. This text. And so now I can die in peace knowing that these confessions will free so many innocents now held in prisons around the world. I just love it because it's just how funny our listeners is.
They're very funny.
Right? Yeah. For example, this text, as she would say, don't treat people like yellow starbursts. They're all pink starbursts.
That one's really good.
This text says, if I die at home, I pray that someone finds me before my cats eat me.
Oh, man.
That might be Jackson's number. I got to check that.
Right.
Does that sound like him? Another text. For now, let's eavesdrop on the house guests. Good night. This is hashtag last page of my autobiography. And that's why I had someone else write my autobiography.
I like that, too.
So I got that going for me, which is nice. If you have just read my Twitter bio, you wouldn't have had to read this whole book. And my favorite of the hashtag last page of my autobiography, delete my browser history.
That's funny.
Just good advice.
Yes.
Also. Hey, what was the last time you went to a McDonald's and drove through the McDonald's?
It's been a little while now. I used to go all the time, but not lately.
Yeah, because you used to go downtown and get coffee.
Yeah, I used to go every morning on my way in here. I'd stop through, but I kind of changed. I now go to Maverick.
And you had a nice relationship with the person who worked in the drive-thru.
Right, and so you brought that up. Like, what do they say?
Yeah.
She got to know my truck, though, through the camera, to where she was just like, good morning, coffee, two sugar, coffee, one sugar. I mean, she knew exactly what I wanted.
So when you walked in, she recognized your car.
Right, because like, she can see it in the camera.
And I asked earlier, like, hey, Texas, if you know what McDonald's says when you drive up. One text says they just say, welcome to McDonald's, order when you're ready.
Yeah, a lot of them do say that.
Have you ever heard them say, welcome back to McDonald's?
I don't recall that.
I guess at some places they say, welcome back to McDonald's, which is like just their way of like inviting everyone back to make you feel more like at home. Like how your person is saying, hey, I recognize your truck. Do you want those coffees? Right.
She knew exactly what I wanted every morning because she saw the truck in the camera.
What happens, though, if you have your girlfriend in the car, she doesn't trust you, and she hears the woman at McDonald's say, hey, welcome back to McDonald's, as if you'd already been there that day with someone else. Because that's what happened to this guy back south, and they videotaped the whole thing. So as they jump in, they just made their order, and they heard the, welcome back to McDonald's, okay?
Right.
And she was not happy with it.
So who was you up here with?
Bro, can we get the food?
No, we not getting to the food till you answer my question.
Bro, like, they always say welcome back to McDonald's. No, like, they don't. Why you got this camera on? You're a childish, bro.
Because I need to know, period. So who was you up here with? Did you bring another girl up here?
Bro, they always say welcome back.
Okay, we about to go see. Get out.
Bro, you really gonna do that, bro?
Yes.
Like, really, bro? I'm hungry.
Really about to go
Can
do
I get
this?
My McDouble?
No. Ain't really... nobody eating until I get
They always
answers.
Say welcome back to McDonald's. Time out.
Car,
help
bro.
You.
Get out the car.
Bro, I'm not. Bro, this. Bro, you about to look like a fool, bro.
I don't give a bro. Okay, so I have to
do. So she leads him out of the car into McDonald's like you would a young kid.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, I've taken Liam before and like, go over and say thank you. Get over there right now.
Oh,
get over there, and she's like, you go up and you ask him. He's like, you really want me to go ask? She's like, get up there and go ask him.
So look, we go through the drive-thru. They said welcome back, right? So she said I'm up here with another girl just because I said welcome back.
You was up here with him earlier?
I told her, this when y'all...
Her right there?
Ain't that an automatic system that they...
Her right there?
The automatic
What's
system?
What's the problem?
No, because y'all said welcome back to my
Because he's been having my car all day, and he was up here with another girl.
With another girl.
You just say that. That's how we answer.
What do you mean that's how y'all answer?
That's how we answer.
Well, not the, this is the only McDonald's that I know that do that.
The manager asked her to leave.
That is so funny. You know what? He needs to, like, break up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right? My goodness.
Yeah, take out the McDonald's out of there. That's a really unhealthy relationship.
It's very
right?
unhealthy.
I know. This text says, I work at McDonald's. I have never heard anyone say, welcome back to McDonald's. Another text saying, we say, welcome to my McDonald's, even though I don't own it. It must be up to, like, the owner or the GM or something.
Oh,
like
right.
That,
what they
right?
want to do at the store.
I guess so. I'm not sure. But, man, a quick note to that guy. Bail.
Run.
Bail as quick as possible.
You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast. And like, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah.
And like, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool. Is.
And also thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes. Thank
sponsors.
You.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off. Tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at focusservices.com/careers.
So that was focusservices.com.
No, Jackson, no.
Right. Write that down.
No.
Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is, it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning
so.
That fight.
So yeah. It's focusservices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers.
Justin has built like this. It's like one of those calendars that you tear off each day in for the cheese balls. I can't believe you actually you went through all this effort just because of the cheese balls.
Dude, you remember those?
Yeah, but you're like really excited about it over there.
Planters is bringing back their cheese balls, which I'm super excited about. Why? Because I saw like another brand in the store maybe like a few months back and I bought them. they sucked.
Right.
I ate a couple and I just chucked them because it was more like just foam with cheese dust on it.
My favorite part about the cheese balls is that it comes in like the big canister and you're like, that canister's got to weigh like 20 pounds. And then you pick it up and it's like, whoop.
Yeah,
like
I know. Nothing. But they're horrible. Yeah. And I always remember because I grew up on it. My grandma always had the Planters cheese balls that were like in the cardboard canister.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get those and I just ate them nonstop as a kid and all the way up until they went away. And when I read yesterday that they're coming back, it made my day.
Only it was in time for like you're going on the road trip tomorrow.
Yes.
Because that's like the perfect road trip food.
Yes, it is.
Like you could just snack on those the whole way.
I wonder if they're back yet. It didn't say when. It just says they're coming. So I got to start watching the store for them.
The countdown is on. Trust me, we'll be giving you updates on that.
We will.
Before we get to the 7 a.m. silly, let's check out with Jackson. Hey, man.
What's going on?
Have you made it to Wasatch Front Kia?
No, I was hitting some traffic, so I'm just passing the Roy off-ramp, and I'm about to get to Riverdale. So I'll be there in two shakes of a rabbit's tail.
All right, Jackson on the street. It's National Handshake Day. He's going to be at Wasatch Front Kia all the way until 9 o'clock. We're going to see how many handshakes he can get by then. Got some texts. Some people are now going up in the hundreds, Jackson. 500, this text says.
Oh, good.
673 is this guess. I mean, that's a lot of handshakes in a short period of time.
I'm going to get carpal tunnel. What are you talking about? That's too many.
I'll have you know that a politician once shook 1,822 handshakes in 1 hour, which I don't even know if that's possible as I do the math. I feel like the Guinness Book of World Records were giving him high fives instead of handshakes.
Here's what I'll say about that. I'm not running for office. I don't have to shake anybody's hand. I don't, no one has to like me.
What constitutes a handshake? Like, is it a two pump? Is it a one pump? Is it just the web hitting each other? You know what I mean?
I think at least one.
One pump.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like minimum for sure. And then that's it.
Are you also, I know we're giving out Jamba Juice cards as you give out these handshakes, but are you also accepting anything like breakfast, coffee, tea, if someone wants to drop something off to you?
I mean, I'll never turn down a coffee, Jonathan. Have you ever seen me turn down coffee before?
And if someone brought you donuts, I mean, you'd bring some back for your friends, right?
No, I won't.
He's never done that.
Never has, right?
Whatever. I've brought you guys donuts so many
It was
times.
National Donut Day. You were at a donut shop and you brought nothing back.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They didn't give me another box.
National Handshake Day. Jackson is off. He's going to be there in minutes at Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
I can't believe you made this about donuts again.
It is past 7. Justin, let's get to your 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, I went into the library and asked if they had any books on paranoia. The librarian yelled, "They're right behind you!"
Fine. That's what you call a slow burn.
Right.
National Handshake Day. Jackson on the street at Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road. Jackson, are you right next to the street? Or are you a little bit back? Like, where are you on the property?
I am right next to the street. So that's why it's so loud and you can't hear anything I say.
It's all
right
those cars.
To the street.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're going westbound on Riverdale, you just pull off to the side. I can run up to your car and shake your hand. But keep in mind, I have to run through the sprinklers because the sprinklers are on. And no one,
even better. Good job, Wasatch Front Kia.
Well, listen, it's already a hot morning, a high today of 96. They were worried about you. They wanted to make sure you stay hydrated and cool.
I'm wearing denim. Denim never dries. Denim never dries ever.
Jackson for National Handshake Day, Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road in Ogden. He's there till 9 o'clock. Not only are we seeing how many handshakes he can get, but also you're going to be handing out Jamba Juice gift cards to people who come by, correct?
I am. I've got a whole stack of them.
Remember to shield the cards with your body because they're made out of cardboard. So as you run through the water, protect those cards as much as possible.
Yeah. I'll put my own personal safety and dryness on the line to save these cards.
Next hour, we're going to have Jackson play Frogger and just have him run out into traffic.
Oh,
so,
fun.
Yeah, that's going to be next hour, though. Right now,
that's not going to happen.
Make sure to go say hi to him. We'll check in with you soon, okay?
All right, bye.
As we're back to Choose the News, trying to have you pick the story you want to hear, Justin's story is...
Public toilets, is it better to hover or sit?
Mine is McDonald's is stealing something from Seinfeld, and I love it. Joanna, going for me. Thank you, Joanna. Let's see. I choose Justin's story. See, McDonald's and Seinfeld, my husband, has been trying to convert me into being a Seinfeld lover. It hasn't been working, but McDonald's could probably change my mind. I would like to know about John's story. However, I love Seinfeld. That's from Brian. I'm going on a road trip next week. I need to know what to get at McDonald's. Can I phone in a handshake to Jackson because I work in North Ogden and can't make it?
Sure.
All right, we'll put a mark down on one handshake there. Plus, I'm voting for John for Choose the News today. No. Let's see. The winner today is... You got your butt handed to you!
Did I really?
John! Oh,
man.
Let's see if you remember this episode of Seinfeld.
I can't believe somebody pulled the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive. Mm-hmm. It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a million-dollar idea right there. Just sell the tops.
All right. Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld?
Yeah, I do.
In fact, I eat my muffins now top first because of Seinfeld.
Oh, no kidding.
I break it in half like they do on the episode. Yeah.
Whole episode about muffin tops.
Well, McDonald's, their breakfast sales have been slumping. So they just announced a new product to turn things around. Muffin tops.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying that these muffin tops are going to hit McDonald's stores very soon, and they're going to come in three flavors. You got lemon poppy seed, mm-hmm. blueberry, and double chocolate.
Yeah, those are the flavors you should have.
What? Here's the problem. If you learn anything from the show, you can't just cook the top. You got to cook the whole muffin and separate the top from the bottom.
Right, and so it all depends on how they're going to do this. We'll find out.
What are you going to do with the bottom half? What are you going to do with the stem, Justin? Yeah,
Kramer, he took all the stumps where? To the homeless shelter, and they got upset?
And they turned him away. Oh. Then they had to go to the dump. It was a whole episode. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Right.
Justin's story will be up online, mix1051utah.com. We'll also tell it in our podcast. Hey, Jackson.
Hello, boys.
Jackson on the street, National Handshake Day, Wasatch Frontier, Riverdale Road in Ogden. How goes it, man?
Hey, good. I'm getting a handshake right now. How's it going, man? Awesome. Thank you for the handshake. You have a lovely day. Are we counting? Before I give you the final count of National Handshake Day right now,
mm-hmm.
Are we counting people who honk at me and wave their hands?
Oh, absolutely we're counting.
Yeah, because they want to, but they're running late.
Yeah, it's almost like a virtual handshake.
Right, it's not my fault that they're tardy.
Right, no. Yeah, exactly. Look, they got their own stuff to do. They got to swing by McDonald's, try to get one of the new muffin tops that they're selling. Like, they're busy people.
Wait, are those already on the market?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay, well, then why would you get me excited? There's a McDonald's, like, within spitting distance of me.
But seriously, the McDonald's muffin tops, isn't that exciting news?
I have, hold on, I'm on the phone with John. What's your name? Zach. Hey, John, talk to Zach for a second.
Hey, Zach.
Hello?
Hey, man, you coming by to get a handshake from Jackson?
Yeah, I did, just on my way to work.
All right, where do you work at?
I work at Hill Air Force Base.
Oh, right civilian? On. Are you a member of the Air Force? What do you do there?
I'm a contractor for Lockheed Martin.
Wow, very cool.
I work on missiles.
Did you go to the air show?
I did.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was. And I could see it from my house, too, so I saw it 2 days in a row.
Nice.
Could you hear the F-35s? Because those things were loud.
Oh, yeah. No, I was taking a nap on Sunday, and then they woke me up.
Hey, Zach, thanks for coming by and giving Jackson a handshake. And grab one of those Jamba Juice gift cards, okay?
Oh, I will do.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Jamba Juice, there's your handshake. You have a great day at work.
It sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah. Well, you're incorrect. That would be a gross misgeneralization.
So
the count as of right now, if we're counting passes by waving at me, is a total of 6.
Woo!
Oh, come on.
Here's the problem. Everyone was there at 7 o'clock and Jackson was late.
That's true. I blame you.
Yeah, it's on you this time.
Listen, Linda, I was here at 7:03. I was here. I had to get the tent up still, but I was here. Maybe if I had an intern to get the tent
oh,
up.
Come on. Even.
If I wasn't out here by myself doing all of this. Right. You must be so nice down there in your ivory tower where you're not fighting traffic and you're not putting up a tent. I'll bet it's lovely. But as it were, I've got 6 handshakes and I'm feeling good.
All right, so we have 994 needed this hour to get to our goal of 1,000 handshakes.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there. It's going to happen.
Well, at 6 an hour, I feel like we're right on track.
Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road. Swing on by. It doesn't take that long. Or you can just give a honk and a wave as you do it as well, and Jackson will wave on back, right? And we'll count those.
That counts. Deal.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Do you know what Trek is? Trek is something.
The mountain bike?
It's not the mountain bike. I feel like it's only really something we can say here in Utah and say Trek, and people know immediately what it is.
Right. But for those who don't.
It is where youth reenact some of the faith-building experiences of the pioneers, your LDS pioneers, who journeyed here in the mid-1800s.
Right.
And the youth could be organized into groups or families. A lot of times, they'll even wear pioneer-era clothing.
Oh, so hot.
They'll pull hand carts. And really, it's a time where they kind of discuss the faith and sacrifices that have happened. And Trek over the years has changed, is my understanding. And I learned all this from our sales manager, Eric, who's about to go on Trek this time as an adult.
Okay.
But he was telling me when he was a kid, and this is his story, that they would bring along chickens on a string on Trek. And each person would have a chicken, and you'd name the chicken, and it was your job to be in charge of that chicken for the entire Trek journey. And
a real live chicken?
A real live chicken. And then you would eat the chicken.
Are you kidding me?
One after each night, yes.
At this point, after a day, it should be a pet.
You can't name it.
No.
Right.
That's hilarious. So it's like, actually, it's not hilarious. It's horrible.
Take care of your chicken, because it's dinner tonight.
Oh, man.
That's what you call a traumatizing moment in life.
Yeah. Why can't you just stop somewhere along the way and eat?
So I want to hear your Trek horror stories. They happen in summer. A lot of times it's hot. Victor from West Jordan texted us saying, when I went on Trek, we were supposed to only trek 5 miles the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Our Trek guide was lost, and we ended up on top of some big hill, which was also narrow and had to turn all of us around. After a fatigue day, we got to our destination, and he said he was completely lost. We trekked 22 miles.
Wow.
That's a few more than five.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
I did Trek in California. On our last day, we had to hike this hill called Testimony Hill. It was a hill at an 80-degree angle, and we were towing handcarts. Well, we had multiple people faint on that hill, get sun poisoning, and one even tripped and broke his arm.
At that point, you know what? This is when you start to question things. You're like, and I signed up for this. You know? And it sounds horrible.
That's
pulling
so
a cart up a hill.
On Trek, we were told not to bring tents and that we would be allowed to have our sleeping bags, but we would sleep under the stars. Then a massive rainstorm came in and drenched everyone around while the wind was blowing and chilling everybody, and the crowd couldn't fit around the campfire. They had to get as many people as they could to start shuttling everybody to members' cabins so we could dry off and stay the night there. Something sound like a great idea?
Right.
Trek horror stories. This text says, I went on Trek. They searched us before we left. I wrapped toilet paper around my legs under my socks to hide it because we couldn't bring any.
Are you serious? You can't even do that.
No.
You can't even use any modern day.
I think things have changed now. You got to understand that some of these texts are from 30 years ago.
Okay.
You know?
Because if I know in one thing, if I'm doing this,
yeah.
I'm going to be a part of Eric's group.
Oh, yeah.
Because there could just be dinner that shows up.
I believe he's helicoptering in catering every day.
Right.
That's my understanding. Trek was literally the worst 3 days of my life. We were promised glorious amounts of food. They underestimated the number of people, and we were put on rations. From Leanne.
Glorious amounts. You had high hopes going into that.
When I went on Trek, it was so cold that we woke up with ice frozen to our sleeping bags. It got to the point of being so cold that people started huddling in the refrigerated trailer because it was warmer than outside. It's from Hannah.
Yeah.
When I went on Trek, they wanted to make it as realistic as possible. For the first 4 days, we literally had cornmeal mix with water. So corn mush for breakfast, almonds and oranges for lunch, beef broth for dinner. No meat, just the broth. Day 5, they treated us with a big barbecue, but everyone was so hungry, by the time it got to the end of the line, they were splitting burgers in quarters. So It was another day of starvation.
Holy cow. Like, you lost weight on that trip.
On the way home, our bus broke down in the middle of nowhere for 7 hours, and they didn't bring any food or snacks because they didn't anticipate us being on the road that long.
You know, I think that's probably the worst one, because right? You just survived it, and you're like, I'm out of here. I'm going home. Nope. Another 7 hours.
Trek horror story. I tore my rotator cuff the second day of Trek, and the doctors and the Trek parents didn't believe me and told me I would be in more pain than I was and had me push up a mountain in the back for the women's pole. Turns out I have a high pain tolerance, and I did tore my rotator cuff down to a center of an inch. Wow.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's terrible. Oh, Justin, this is the one. I had a bunch of texts on this. Should I just read these ones?
Yeah, go
it's
ahead.
So depressing.
I'm kind of fascinated by it, though, because obviously I'm learning that I'm kind of a wuss and I probably wouldn't go on it.
I've seen this text multiple times this morning. We had Cabbage Patch dolls that were supposed to be our sisters and brothers. During the first day, which was 15 miles, we were told everyone's fake babies had died and we had to have a funeral for
Holy
them.
Holy cow!
Oh! It's terrible.
That is terrible.
All right, Jackson's on the street. He's over at Wasatch Front Kia. It's National Handshake Day. Hey, Jackson.
So you're just going to call me like you didn't just talk about fake baby funerals on the radio? Like, you're just going to pretend that that didn't happen?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a crazy person.
Jackson, seriously, the Trek horror stories, probably every third text had to do with like a baby doll and some kind of fake funeral. I wasn't going to read them. I was telling Justin, like, these are too depressing, but we got so many.
Nope.
I had to read it.
Nope. That's horrifying.
Jackson on the street, National Handshake Day. You're at Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road in Ogden. Now, we've had about, I would say, 40-something virtual handshake texts sent to us. How about on your side?
Well, I'm getting right now my 24th handshake.
Okay, you know what? That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Just getting my 24th handshake, hanging out with the listeners, having a great time. Not talking about fake baby funerals.
Do you still have Jamba Juice gift cards?
Oh, I got a whole stack still. We still got plenty to go.
Okay, so until 9 o'clock, Wasatch Front Kia, Riverdale Road. Jackson's there. We're just trying to see how many handshakes he can get for National Handshake Day. Okay, forget about the baby doll funerals and get back to shaking some hands.
I'm never going to be able to get that image out of my mind, so you've traumatized me, but I'll do my best to carry on.
Hey, Jackson.
Hello.
Well, Jackson, one last time, National Handshake Day. You are at Wasatch Front Kia on Riverdale Road. How has the last hour been?
Well, we are ending with a grand total of 31 handshakes.
Woo! That's fantastic.
I mean, it's not the 1,000 that you guys had predicted.
You know
no,
why?
But we were close.
You put out the negativity, no, man. If I had to blame one person on this, it's Jackson.
Yeah.
No. 1,000. I'd have to be shaking 500 hands an hour. I don't even see 500 people in an hour ever in my life.
Had you ran out in the street, what we asked you to do, 500 cars pass that location every hour on Riverdale Road.
There is no way 500 cars pass me today. You have to keep in mind, too, people aren't driving their kids to school nowadays.
Do you imagine, though, like you're commuting to work, you're minding your own business, maybe the radio's off, and all of a sudden, like, Jackson's just like hitting your window trying to get you to shake his hand.
I jump on the car. I'm like, shake my hand.
They lock the windows and doors.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to be friendly. Is this how I do it?
Make eye contact with me.
Say hello. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't. That's like super creepy.
Well, I'll tell you, you should see all of the text messages I received today of people just saying virtual handshake to Jackson. So,
well, that's lovely. At least my virtual friends like me because my co-hosts don't seem to be very much.
Oh, man. Just for that, we're going to make you stay out there till you reach 1,000.
Right, exactly.
Nah, I'm already packing up. Not worth it.
All right, he's going to be coming on home celebrating National Handshake Day. Be safe on the drive back, okay?
All right, see ya.
Justin, you have your story that you have to still share for our podcast.
Yes, I do. And it was talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of people, when they use public restrooms, that they hover.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus sit.
Right.
And there was a study done in England talking about the effects on, is it better to sit or is it to hover? And it's actually better to sit because the damages of hovering are worse. Is what it does is it puts a strain on your back, your thighs, your intestines, and as you try to go to the restroom, there's a chance that you might give yourself a hernia.
I am way too lazy to hover.
Right?
There's nothing like, you want me to do a squat while I'm trying to do everything else?
Yeah, they're saying basically while doing a squat while trying to use the restroom, it doesn't work out very well. You could end up with a hernia.
I could have told you that.
Well, it was a study done in England.
You know what? They're wasting money. You know, call me before you do some of these surveys.
Well, this is a scientific study. You're supposed to sit.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. A brand new episode tomorrow, including with a new Fiancé Friday.